Okay, would you like to introduce yourself and say what you're doing here with Explore today?
Yep, okay, my name's Anthony. I work as a reading and information advisor at the Explore Centre. So basically just usually customer service, but I'm here today to help out with the Explore Media Roadshow.
And what kind of tasks have you been doing today so far?
helping set up, get things gaffer taped to the floor, going through the health and safety and just making sure everybody knows what's on, directing people to the roadshow and the different types of things.
And what can you tell us about the Explore Media project?
Just that it's designed to get people involved in the sort of technological aspects like blogging, websites, cameras, filming, editing, media technology that's available.
And sort of it's happening here today. This is the first event of the ICOM. It's going to be taking place in Clifton and Tang Hall as well. What do you hope that the local communities get out of the roadshows?
Well, we hope that it gets more people involved. People who wouldn't necessarily think that the library had something to offer will get involved in it, will come and visit us, come and see what we've got. And also awareness for the media centre that's going to be at the Central Library when that reopens. We want as many people as possible to know about it so that when it does reopen, people know what's available to them and what they can do with it.
And whatever kind of things take place here at ICOM, and how important is it among the community, or how does the community get involved with it?
Well, since we reopened, I think it's just about 18 months to 2 years ago, since we redeveloped and renovated, we offer all sorts to the community now. We offer a range of sort of different learning experiences and classes for everything from Pilates to learning French, advanced French. We have maths and English basics. We also get people introduced to computers. We get the community involved as much as we can, which it's always increasing, the amount of input we have from the community. We hold ward committee meetings here. We hold neighbourhood watch meetings here. We get we have good relations with the local PCSOs and the local police force. We just try to think of as many ways as possible to get people involved. And in a sense, I suppose, that's part of the reason for this, because it's another way, another thing that we can offer that'll get more of the community involved. We want to catch a bigger slice as possible of local people, because I think we feel that that's the best way to sort of serve the community, to offer as much as we can to all the different sort of aspects and all the different types of people.
And what do you hope the relationship will be between Explore ICOM and Explore Media?
The relationship's integral. I mean, in a sense, when it's all up and running, one won't be able to sort of exist without the other, really. We hope when Explore Media set up as a constant fixture at York, we hope to be constantly signposting people there. And we hope to be making sure that people know what's there, because we want people to be using the service. We want people to know why it's there and what it's for and what they can get out of it.
That's great. Anthony, thank you very much for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you.